You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, Episode 10. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi there. This is the third episode of our series on business development. And in this episode, we will talk about how lawyers get business in the 21st century. For many decades, lawyers relied on certain time-tested strategies to develop business, such as dining with clients and potential clients, or asking them out for cocktails, or asking them to play golf. And some lawyers even leverage their contacts, their family's connections, and other relationships. And these ways of getting clients or getting potential referral sources hardly evolved for many, many decades. But times have changed dramatically. Not only because technology has multiplied the ways in which we can communicate with others, but also because the legal profession is now much more diverse than ever. And the way in which we now relate to others reflects that diversity. There is no doubt that in this new era, the way in which lawyers generate business has changed. And in this episode, we're going to talk about some non-traditional ways to develop business.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod Podcast Network. At QuadPod, we have a variety of podcasts that are as unique as you. When you visit quadpod.com, you'll see our shows listed by category as well as average episode length. Find a new podcast at QODPOD.com, the QuadPod Podcast Network. That's QODPOD.com.
Hi again. As mentioned earlier, the playbook for getting clients changed very little for many decades. And while the traditional business development techniques worked very well in the past and may still work today, some of these strategies might not be the approach of choice for diverse lawyers or for female lawyers or even for the younger generation of lawyers. Many attorneys today are not interested in playing golf, or they may have other personal or other commitments that interfere with their ability or desire to go out for cocktails, or they may simply not be interested in doing things as they were done in the past. But the good news is that thanks to technology, to the evolving makeup of the legal profession, and to changing attitudes in the legal industry, we don't have to develop business the way our predecessors did for so long. There are many strategies that lawyers currently use to develop business that may be more appealing than the traditional playbook, and we will be looking into some of those today. One strategy is to know and adapt to your client. The first thing to keep in mind with respect to the strategy is that the composition of the legal industry is more diverse than ever before. There are more women and diverse lawyers in in-house counsel positions and in other roles in the legal industry. There are more women and diverse executives in corporations. There are more women and diverse business owners. And you may find that a female or diverse individual who could be a potential client or who could be a potential referral source may be found in places other than the golf course, and their interests may differ from what potential clients have historically been interested in doing. Given the greater diversity in the legal profession, there are now many more opportunities to connect with potential or existing clients in different ways. If you are, for example, targeting a potential client who is interested in the arts or in jazz, you may want to invite them to a museum or to a jazz concert. If you want to develop your relationship with an existing client who has the potential to give you more work, and you know that they have children and would appreciate some time for self-care, you could give them a gift certificate for a spa treatment. The point is that if you make an effort to get to know your client or potential client, you will get to know their interests, their preferences, their challenges, and you will be able to find opportunities to connect with them in a way that is compatible with their interests and their needs. The second strategy is to think of everyone that you meet as a potential client. As we have mentioned before, everyone you meet is, in theory, a potential client. You never know when or how you will meet your future clients, and many client relationships evolve from other forms of relationships. Your potential clients can be former coworkers, the parents at your children's school, your neighbors, or even the people that you meet at the gym. So you should think about how to maximize the potential to get work from people that you interact with in your everyday life. One way to do this is to take every opportunity to let people know what you do. Remember that elevator speech that we talked about in our prior episode? Well, this is one place where you can use it. Because you should find ways to let people know that you are a lawyer, the area of law in which you practice, and how you can help them. You never know when a person you casually see at the gym every week could have a legal problem that you can help with. But if they don't know that you're a lawyer, or that you practice in the area of law that they need help with, they will never hire you. But even if your acquaintances don't have an immediate need or an immediate legal problem that you can assist with, if you tell them what you do, and at the same time take interest in them and in their business affairs and in their legal concerns, they will think of you in the future when they do have a legal issue. When you show an interest in others and their businesses, you will be able to instill in their minds the thought that you are eager to help and that you are a potential resource if they ever need a lawyer. Another strategy to consider is that you need to specialize. Decades ago, many lawyers were general practitioners who could do corporate work one day and handle a trial the next. Today's legal industry, however, demands that lawyers niche down. Lawyers who specialize in a particular area of law usually get more business because clients today want to hire lawyers who they perceive as experts or specialists in their fields. If people perceive you as an expert, they will be more likely to hire you or to refer you to others, and they will also pay more for your work. So in today's legal environment, many successful lawyers develop specialties and subspecialties and become very proficient in very specific and narrow areas of law. Another strategy that is being employed is to connect virtually. In order to develop relationships with clients and potential clients, you can consider setting virtual meetings or virtual happy hours. This is particularly helpful when you want to establish or develop a relationship with someone who is in another city or in another country, or in times of severe restrictions like the ones that we have been facing due to COVID. Virtual meetings can also help if, for example, your potential client is a parent who cannot meet you for dinner, but can hop on a virtual happy hour after they have put their kids to bed. The technology that we now have gives us so much flexibility, and we should embrace and leverage the tech options that we now have available. Another strategy that you can employ is to embrace marketing and sales. In the past, lawyers did not want to see themselves as salespersons and would reject any business development strategy that seemed like they were engaging in marketing or sales. Today's lawyers realize that they are in fact selling legal services, and that as with any product, marketing and branding techniques can play an important part in developing that product. In the case of lawyers, marketing strategies and branding strategies can help them develop their book of business. Lawyers today are more open to exploring how techniques traditionally used in the sales world can be applicable to the practice of law. It is more and more common to see books and articles published on how to help lawyers improve their sales skills or how to help lawyers develop sales techniques. By borrowing the tools that are traditionally employed by salespersons, lawyers may be able to develop techniques that can help them bring in more business. Another thing that modern lawyers are doing is being intentional about business development. They realize that business development is not something that happens easily and that you have to actively work on a business development plan in order to ensure that you are successful in creating your book of business. Some lawyers make a point of blocking out time every week in their calendars in order to engage in business development activities. As with many other topics that we have talked about, the truth is that being intentional and having a plan always gives you an advantage. And finally, one of the most important business development strategies that is actively employed in current times is the use of social media. Social media platforms, which were originally intended to have precisely a social purpose, are now full-blown business platforms that are actively used on a daily basis to generate business. In our next episode, we will be talking in detail about business development using social media. See you then.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.